In America, the mere presence of firearms does not equate to increased homicide rates. But then statistics, reason, and common sense do not seem to apply when it comes to the debate on ever-increasing gun control, a favored globalist agenda reaching all the way to the United Nations. In September 2014, Secretary of State John Kerry signed the long-delayed UN Arms Trade Treaty, intended to curb the international sales of weapons, prompting the National Rifle Association's Chris Cox to declare the treaty a global gun-grab treaty and a blatant attack on the constitutional rights and liberties of every law-abiding American. Lastly, the two principal reasons behind most gun violence, stress due to poverty intensified by alcohol consumption, are largely ignored by the corporate mass media. This is because movements to address poverty do not pay for advertising, unlike the alcohol industry. Poverty and the unequal distribution of wealth create stress on even the most functional of families, especially in cash-strapped cities such as Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. The poorer sections of major cities also experience more gun violence due to stressful living conditions. According to Robert Nash Parker, in a paper entitled The Effects of Context on Alcohol and Violence, published in a 1993 issue of Alcohol Health and Research World, alcohol consumption increases violence within the context of poverty, and violent behavior may be perceived as a rational and acceptable choice in some contexts. Yet the media never reports on these true causes of gun violence. It is clear that the self-styled globalists who own and control the corporate mass media have a duplicitous agenda. While they profit from the international trade in arms, domestically, their policy is very different. They seek to demonize guns to precipitate a cry for more stringent laws on gun registration, to be followed by confiscation. After all, a disarmed population is more easily controlled.